track 5, Providing a Human Face. On the last track, we discussed several characteristics of co-addicts and how they affect the client's behavior. These characteristics included distortion of reality, feelings of inadequacy and grandiosity, and enabling. On this track, we will break down the personality types of pedophiles in order to better educate the parents of victims and the victims themselves. These personality types include the powerless personality, the antisocial personality, the sexually impotent personality, and the impulsive personality. What is one of the most common questions that parents of sexually abused or online stalked children ask you? In my experience, the most asked question is, why and how could this have happened? Who would do something like this? Mary and Paul, parents of Genevieve, age 16, asked these same questions. They wished to villainize the perpetrator and paint him as a conniving and strategizing stalker in the night. I have found that this image would only augment that Genevieve's sense of helplessness in a world she has no control over. To counteract this, I try to provide relatively mature clients like Genevieve with a profile of perpetrators and the motives behind their actions. By understanding the victimizer, the family can better cope with the why and the how. I have also found that families whose children have been abused by an anonymous online stalker are even more confused and helpless. A stranger has no face and no personality, and the family has an extremely, almost impossibly difficult time in understanding the motives behind the pedophilic disorder. On this track, I have included personality types consistent with certain pedophiles because I have found this is the most effective way to explain the pedophilic mindset to families and victims. I also include in each category a personal example of a client. Obviously, these clients and their names are fabricated and derived from generalizations of years of experience. The first type of personality is the powerless personality. This type of person has extremely low self-esteem and a low sense of efficacy. He feels immature and inadequate, and because of this low self-esteem, he prefers partners who are younger, smaller, and weaker than himself. He may have a few adult friends and may have had a few, if any, adult sexual relationships. Because his psychological development is arrested, he may experience himself as a child with childlike emotional needs. He may be attracted to a partner because she represents a nurturing parent or because she has children. I gave a fabricated example to Mary and Paul. I stated, say you have a person, let's call him Joe. Joe rarely asserts himself and has difficulty forming friendships with adults who intimidate him. Because of this, he seeks the friendship of children, who rarely impose any sort of authority on him. Sometimes, if he is sexually confused, these friendships turn sexual. How would you explain the powerless personality to your clients? The second type of personality is the antisocial personality. This type of person does not live by the same set of rules and values as most people. Instead, they have their own set of rules, rules that usually make little or no sense and that seem to be made with only their own desires in mind and that justify their antisocial acts. These personality types have typically been severely physically, emotionally, verbally, or sexually abused as children. Males brutalized by their fathers often develop strong antisocial characteristics. These personality types grow up to be manipulating, impulsive, and extremely aggressive. I put it into other words for Mary and Paul. I stated, say this person, let's call him Matthew, was sexually abused as a child by his father. Not only that, but he was beaten severely if he resisted. Growing up in that kind of environment, Matthew became resentful of the world and its values, holding himself off emotionally and morally from that which hurt him. How would you explain the antisocial personality to your clients? The third type of personality is the sexually impotent personality. This type of personality includes men who were unable to function sexually with adult women, either because of impotency problems or because they were sexually abused when they were a child and fear being intimate. They may feel humiliated because of their lack of potency and give up trying with adult women, thus gravitating to children to satisfy their sexual needs. Often, these personality types should have sought counseling or therapy assistance for their sexual impotency, but did not for whatever reason. Untreated, their sexual failure will increasingly whittle away at their self-esteem, making them more prone to seek sexual fulfillment in less conventional ways. My example to Mary and Paul went as follows. Let's call the sexually impotent personality Mike. Mike is experiencing terrible shame because he just can't seem to attract women, much less receive sexual satisfaction from them. Mike, bombarded with societal preconceptions about the connection between masculinity and promiscuity, feels less of a man. This attack on his personal identity leads him to try to find other sexual outlets, such as children. How would you explain the sexually impotent personality to your Mary and Paul? In addition to the powerless, antisocial, and sexually impotent personalities, the fourth personality type is the impulsive personality. The impulsive personality type has little or no control over his impulses and sets no limits to the fulfillment of his desires, whether they be for food, alcohol, sex, or material possessions. If he wants something, he wants it now, whether it's appropriate or not, whether the other person wants the same thing or not. If a person is suffering from this personality type, he will be unable or unwilling to set limits on his behavior. He'll be unable to control when he will become sexual, for instance, and even where he will have sex. This kind of person is different from the norm, in that he acts on his impulses whether they are socially acceptable or not. He will not restrain himself. His needs take precedence over the other people's feelings or even society's rules. He may feel guilty afterward, but he cannot control his urges until they are satisfied. I explained this type of personality to Mary and Paul through the following example. Gil had trouble controlling himself. At parties and gatherings, he drank too much, smoked too much, and ate too much. Many people who knew him thought he just liked to have a good time. However, Gil had a darker side to his spontaneity. When he got home, away from the societal restraints of groups and parties, Gil turned to the internet to satisfy his need for sexual fulfillment. Sometimes this included pictures of children and even talking to preteens online, toying with the idea of meeting them. He had yet to act on this impulse, but it was always there in the back of his mind. How would you explain the impulsive personality to your Mary and Paul? On this track, we broke down the personality types of pedophiles in order to better educate the parents of victims and the victims themselves. These personality types included the powerless personality, the antisocial personality, the sexually impotent personality, and the impulsive personality. On the next track, we will discuss concepts related to the unique world of internet pedophilia and educating the victimized family with these concepts. These concepts include accessibility, anonymity, and lack of consequences. Question 5. What are four personality types of pedophiles?